Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Bo. This Aliyah has 16 psukim, and in it we hear about several mitzvot related to Yetziat Mitzrayim. For example, we hear about the Kedusha associated with firstborns, about the mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach, with the mitzvah to retell the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim every Pesach, to bring all male firstborn kosher animals as korbanot, to redeem all male firstborn donkeys for a sheep, which is given to a Kohen, and in this Aliyah we hear about the mitzvah to put on tefillin. All of the mitzvot summarized in this Aliyah seem to make sense, so to speak, regarding the messages and significance of Yetziat Mitzrayim, putting on tefillin, eating matzah, etc. But one mitzvah does not seem to make sense at first glance. The mitzvah to be Mekadesh, firstborn donkeys. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chol Peter Chamor, Tifde vise, every firstborn donkey must be redeemed with a sheep. I understand sanctifying firstborn people. I even understand firstborn kosher animals. But a donkey? Why a donkey? Why are firstborn donkeys included in this mitzvah? Donkeys have no signs of kashrus. Donkeys don't chew their cud. They don't have split hooves. In fact, the Zohar HaChadash in the Tikkunim Krach Bet, Daf Samach Vavamud Bet, tells us that a donkey is the Avi Avot HaTuma. It's the ultimate source of impurity, so to speak. And not only that, the Maharal of Prague, the Maharal Mi Prague, Rav Yehuda Low, who died in 1619, says that the Hebrew word for donkey is chamor, and it shares the same root as the word for materialism, chomer. The donkey, says the Maharal, is a symbol of materialism and crassness. So why did Hashem bestow the special kedusha of a bechor on this unholy animal? The Gemara in Masechet Bechorot Daf Hei Amud Bet answers this question by saying that since the donkeys helped Bnei Israel, helped facilitate Yetziat Mitzrayim, the donkeys carried the treasures from Mitzrayim, because out of Mitzrayim for the Jews, because of that, says the Gemara, they received a certain level of Kedusha. But we must still ask, what does that mean? Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935, says the following beautiful idea in Igrot HaReayah, Volume 2, page 188. This is letter number 555, and it was written in 1913. Says Rav Cook, Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim had sunk to the lowest levels of Tumah. Outwardly, they were literally indistinguishable from the Egyptians. Yes, they dressed differently, but even with that, the Medrash still tells us that the angels were unable to distinguish between the Jews and the Egyptians. The angels questioned Hashem's decision to split the Yamsuf because the Egyptians serve Avodah Zarah, the Bnei Israel serves Avodah Zarah, so they seem to be identical. However, says Rav Kook, just like the donkey, the impurity of the Jewish people was only on the surface, but it really hid a great inner kedusha. It was only a superficial defect. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi, Cherem and Aleph, tells us that the Geula can come in one of two forms, either in clouds of glory, imanane shemaya, or ani, like a poor person, verochev al chamor, like a poor person riding on a donkey. If the Jewish people attain a spiritual level high enough, they will merit a supernatural redemption full of miracles, Mashiach on clouds. However, if, on the other hand, the redemption arrives, the Geula arrives, because the final hour has come, the time has come, and the Jewish people are still not worthy, then the Geula will unfold through natural means. And says Rav Kook, a poor person riding on a donkey is a mashal for an undeserved ge'ula, a ge'ula which comes despite having no zechuyot. It's a ge'ula based on natural processes. Yes, it will be undeserved. We're going to be like donkeys, full of tumah, full of gashmiut, full of chomer. But it was the donkeys who assisted in Yitziat Mitzrayim. We have to look beyond the external. A donkey is low and crass and tamei, perhaps like our generation, but we have an inner kedusha, an inner ability to assist in the geula like that donkey. Mashiach's arrival will demonstrate how to utilize all forces, even the most coarse, for the sake of good. May we only be zocha today to seeing Mashiach's arrival. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.